Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're doing page Samach Vav, Simin Reish Peichas. We are in Reish Peichas, Seif Hey is where we are up to. And again, this Simin is the Simin that's all about Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, about fasting on Shabbos in general and fasting for a bad dream on Shabbos. So not the most Nogei Lemais Simin, but says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Hey, Yesh Omrim, She'ein L'Sanos Tainis Chalom B'Shabbos, Elal Chalom Sherot La'Zimni. Here's why it's not so Nogei Lemais, because not every time we have a bad dream do we fast. There are those that say that you should not fast the Tainis Chalom and Shabbos unless you you saw that same dream three times. The Yeshom Shabbosman Hazeh in the Sanos Tainis Chalom and Shabbos Shein Rabikiyin Bepisron Chalom Asle Deizetov Vezera. And some say that we shouldn't do Tainis Chalom and Shabbos whatsoever because we never know how to interpret our dream. What we think was a terrible dream may have really been a really great dream because we don't know anything about a dream interpretation. Va'olam Omrim Shenimtza Bisvarm Kadmonim Shal Shosh Chalom Asmasan B'Shabbos. The Olam says, which is an interesting, phraseology, that you can find in earlier Svarim that there are three dreams for which one would fast on Shabbos. The Eluhain, and they are Haroah Sefer Torah Shenisraf. If a person Rachman Atzlan sees a Sefer Torah that is burnt, O Yom Kippurim B'Shas Ni'ila, or he envisions in a dream Yom Kippur at the time of Ni'ila, O Koros Beso O Shin of Shenaflu, or the beams of his house or his teeth falling out. V'Yeshom Raroah Yom Kippurim Afilu. And some say that if you see Yom Kippur at all in your dream, even if it's not B'Shas Ni'ila, and some say that someone who sees in a dream that he's reading from the Torah, that he sees himself getting married in a dream. That which we say that these are terrible dreams, such as the dream of the teeth falling out, it's highly specific. It's only if the teeth are falling out. But if a person's cheeks are falling off, that is a good dream. Because that means that the people who are coming up with the evil plots against him are dying. He says, I don't think we should just limit it to these three dreams. I think any dream that you find that's explicit in the Gemara that it's a bad dream, you should have a tainis chalom for that on Shabbos as well. So let's see the Mishbura Sivkatan Tesvav. That there are three dreams for which one will fast. Va'af be'ilu ha'shlosha in l'sanos b'shabbos eli imkein ha'tainis onaglo. And even with these three dreams that are so terrifying, a person should not fast on Shabbos unless the fast will be something that he's able to, that will give him a certain sense of gratification. Kigon she'nafsha aguma alav k'shisani imtza nachas ruach, such as that he's so depressed and he's so nervous that by fasting it gives him a certain sense of, puts his mind at ease. As opposed to someone who normally doesn't really think much about their bad dreams, or maybe even if he is very caught up in being nervous and terrified of his dream, but fasting doesn't help. Fasting for him, fasting makes it even worse or just as bad. So such a person, he should not fast on Shabbos. So essentially, Mishnah is telling us that in order to fast on Shabbos for a bad dream, not only does it have to be a very specific kind of terrifying dream, you also have to know that fasting is going to help. If fasting is not going to help your emotional well-being, then it's not worth fasting on Shabbos. They say from the Shlach HaKadosh that even for these three special dreams that the Shulchan Aruch pointed out that are objectively terrible and therefore warrant fasting, the Shlach would tell people not to fast on Shabbos. Instead, he would say just fast 2 days during the week rather than fasting on Shabbos and then having to fast again during the week to make up for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So he said one of the things that a person sees that's objectively a terrible dream is the Sefer Torah, the Shanafal. Who didn't tefillin sheish ben parshiyos shabbatorah? The same would be true about seeing tefillin because they also contain parshiyos of the Torah. Al neviim ksuvim mashma delo. But if you see neviim ksuvim that fell, so that doesn't seem like you should fast for that. And that which it says that it got burnt, that means as opposed to dropping it out of your hand. The reason that it's such a terrible dream, the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, is that it's telling him that he violated Kol HaTorah, or that he was the cause for the Sreifas HaTorah. So that's a very terrible thing. Koros Beso, Medrash Rabbi Yisrael Shepasul Ish Shteilet Zachar V'chein Havasla. In the Medrash Rabbi, it says that a woman saw that the Koros Beso had fell, and they interpreted it for her that it means that she's going to have a male baby, and that's what happened. So it turned out to be quite a good dream. Oshinav V'mayilu Ke'ev Shinayim Lo Yisana K'mosh Kos V'taz B'maharer. Right, if a person has a dream that his teeth fell out, so we said, Oyvei, that's one of the terrible, terrible dreams. But if he was at the dentist that day, and his teeth are killing him all day, so maybe that's the reason for the dream. Maybe it's not because he's being told anything min hashamayim. Shachalomos sha'amru, pashut tegam bezed dafkem nafsho agumel av kedul el. The Mishabur is going on the line in the Shulchan Aruch where it says that all the chalomos that it says in the Gemara are terrible, one should also fast forward. So the Mishabur says, but only if you're really depressed about it. Shehem ra'im v'lo yisana chalomos shem hefsid mamon el dafka al dvarm shem mechalan aleim Shabbos. You don't fast for dreams that portend a loss of money. Only for dreams that indicate a sense of sakana to the extent that you would have to be mechal Shabbos to save yourself from that sense of sakana. But if the dream is only telling you that you're going to lose money, so just like you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save money, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos to counter a dream that will cause you to lose money or that says you're going to lose money. He says, the way dreams work, a lot of times it's not the vision so much that you see that, a lot of times a dream will seem bad or will seem to be about one thing, but it's really about another, because we find in the Gemara that if it's similar words, a dream, about a shinra is really about a shunra. A dream about something that sounds similar is really about the other word that sounds similar to it. So you think it's about topic number one, it's really about an entirely different topic. Sif Vav. Hamasana b'Shabbos Omer Aneinu Achar Siyum Tfilaso. If someone is fasting on Shabbos, so you do say Aneinu, but only after Shmones, right? Below Chasima, b'kol b'lokai Netzor. You say it in the Lokai Netzor. V'yomar Achar Tfilaso, Rabbanu Olam Galui, k'mo b'chol. Says the Mishnah Bura, Achar Siyum Tfilaso, Hainu Kodem Yil Ratzon, before Yil Ratzon, after Baruch Samo Yisrael B'Shalom. Kosva Achron, d'mutal Omer b'Shabbos Elokai, Ad Shalom Netzarti, You're allowed to say a tefillah about regret for averos that you have done on Shabbos. You're only not allowed to be mevakesh for you're only not allowed to do bakasha strachim if it's about an illness or parnasa or things like that. But bakasha for a certain sense of ruchnius, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos as well. See if Zion, im hakadima lechol hu oneglo. Now we're out of dreams. Now we're just talking about fasting in general and eating on Shabbos. If eating early is an oneglo, it's good for you, it's something that you enjoy, meaning you've already fully digested the previous night's meal, so then eat early. And if you enjoy eating later, such as that you haven't yet digested the previous night's meal, so then eat later on Shabbos. It says Rama, the point over here is that you should do something different than you do during the week. I mean, you shouldn't have mealtime the same exact time in Shabbos they have during the week. You should do on Shabbos whatever is the most enjoyable time, but it should be either a little earlier or a little later. Mishra Bura Sivkatan Chav Gimel, Yeshana B'Shabbos, Kedei Sheyihya Minkar Shul L'Kvot Shabbos, because you want your meal to be recognizable that it is L'Kvot Shabbos. Now, what about the fact that during the week you eat in the kitchen, during on Shabbos you eat in the dining room, or during the week you use your weekday dishes, on Shabbos you use your Shabbos dishes? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, that's also good enough. That's a good enough hacker. So you don't have to change your meal time if the meal itself is mochiach, that it's clearly a Shabbos Suda, and that it's nothing like a weekday Suda. Lahakdim ala'achir pirushah mu'ates. Lahakdim ala'achir doesn't mean much earlier, much later, a little bit earlier, a little bit later. Aval la'achir harbe ein nira. But to delay a lot, it doesn't seem right. She ro'ev b'Shabbos, because you're going to be hungry on Shabbos, and that's not proper to be hungry on Shabbos. Si'iv ches, ein mis'anin al shum tzara me'atzoros klal. One should not fast for any tzara that's happening on Shabbos, says the Mishra Brurus of Katn Chav Hei, al shum tzara hainu afilu alosin shemvor b'samach shazokin mis Chanan Alein, even the kinds of tzaros that you're allowed to cry out and you're allowed to daven for on Shabbos, you're not supposed to fast for on Shabbos. The only thing you fast for on Shabbos is chalom me'atzaros, k'shiyesh ma'ora v'tzaruch adam l'rachim imutu levakish v'lipa alpanav v'yachid. If there something happens and a person needs rachme shemayim, he could go and be mevakish and fall on his face to ask for rachme shemayim, but he should not fast for the tzara. Now finally, se'if tes. Ein tzoakim v'lo matrien bo al shum tzara. This is what we were just referring to. Generally speaking, you're not supposed to cry out for any tzara on Shabbos. Chutz mitzaras hamazonos shetzoakim ala b'peh b'shabbos v'lo b'shofar, except for when you need food, so that you could cry out for verbally, but not using a shofar. V'chein ir shikifu anosno nor usvina hametorafes b'yam, or if you have a city that's been surrounded by enemies, or a river is going to flood the city, or there's a boat that's capsized. V'afilu al yachar anirdav m'nei goyim alistim al ruach ra, or if there's an individual that's being chased by goyim or by bandits or by ruach ra'a, zokin u'mischanin b'tfilos b'shabbos avlein token. You can cry out and you can be mischanin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your tfilos of Shabbos, but you should not be tokeya. You shouldn't blow shofar or chatzos or anything like that. Elim kein token l'kabitom lazor lachem latzilam. The only shofar you can blow is if you need to get people's attention to come help. That, there's a boat that capsized and there are people drowning and we need the lifeguards to get here. So you could blow a whistle to get the lifeguards that will, that they should come and they should help out. But only from the practical sense, not from the tefillah sense. Tefillah you could do bepeh, but not by being tokeya. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that there are certain limitations on tainus chalom on Shabbos, meaning only if it happens three times, the same dream happens three times, maybe you shouldn't do it at all nowadays, maybe even for the three things that are definitely, that are definitely bad dreams, you're allowed to do a tainus chalom, or maybe you shouldn't do it because nowadays. And then we also learned that if you're fasting on Shabbos, you say aneinu at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. We learned that you should eat your meal at the most enjoyable time, but it should be a different time than during the week, so that it is nikar, that is l'kvod Shabbos. And then we also learned that even things that you can cry about on Shabbos and be mispalel about on Shabbos, you still shouldn't fast for those things. So Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will pick up with Se'if Yud and then move on to Siman Reish Pei Tes, which is about the Seuda of Shabbos Day. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.